It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Amy Eddings. New York Law School says it will start offering an honors program where students can get a law degree in 2 years instead of the standard 3 years. The announcement comes a month after President Obama proposed that law schools shorten their programs to 2 years, in part because law schools are so expensive. Joining me now is Anthony Crowell, Dean of New York Law School. Welcome to WNYC.
Thank you.
Why do you think a two-year program makes sense?
I think that students today are looking for options to earn a JD degree in a shorter amount of time and leverage that experience in the classroom and opportunities to get clinical work, to leverage that sooner in the marketplace.
But doesn't this leave them at a disadvantage as they head into that marketplace, 2 years instead of 3 years?
Well, I think the program that we are creating is one that takes our traditional curriculum and compresses it into a two-year span and allows students to still get the benefit of the clinical and experiential learning along the way as part of that 2 years. So it gives them the skills and training needed to enter the workforce at a competitive advantage. And in addition to that program, after they graduate, we are offering a one-year postgraduate fellowship alongside that to further enhance their professional credentials, but get them out into the legal marketplace and practicing as attorneys.
Law school is hard enough in a three-year span. Cramming it into 2 years, they're going to get 2 hours of sleep a night instead of four? How do you expect students to reach this high bar?
Yeah, the thing with our program is it's an honors program and it goes year round. So the students aren't going to have the long winter and summer breaks that they traditionally have in a 3 year program. They'll be doing coursework and getting experience along the way during those periods. We'll also be focused on attracting students who have significant work experience into the classroom. We found that over the years, those who have entered as part-time students and continued to work full-time have added great dimension to the classroom experience. We think that by offering a full-time program and bringing those students into the law school environment, that they'll add great benefit and get a lot out of a program that offers an education in a two-year period.
A year at New York Law School costs about $50,000. Why is law school so expensive? And is shortening it or condensing it the only way or the best way to achieve savings here?
Well, education in general these days is expensive, and I think we're all grappling with ways in which to reduce costs for students. For us in this program, it is one that is honors, as I said, and gives students a substantial scholarship for each of the 2 years, bringing down their costs by a third. But we are obviously focused on creating as meaningful a curriculum as possible and giving them an opportunity at the most valuable experience available. And so that's what I'm doing here at New York Law School with my colleagues on the faculty and law school deans and others in higher education are doing everywhere right now.
Dean Crowell, briefly, what do you think of President Obama's rating system for colleges? I know it wasn't specifically applied to law schools, but do you think the same should apply to them? Rate them on what kind of jobs their graduates get, what kind of salaries they're making, and then tie financial aid to those ratings?
Well, I think that consumer information for students, certainly in the law school setting, is actually widely available right now. We certainly are committed to making sure that the data on our outcomes is out there for our students. And so that's something that we think is good to have transparency and to make sure students understand the relative merits of schools. I can say that when it comes to colleges and universities, there's a wide range of offerings and locations. So I think you have to be very careful when you're looking at the data. But I always err on the side of more information in the hands of the consumer.
And we need to leave it there. Anthony Crowell, Dean of New York Law School in Manhattan, thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is WNYC.